Rising water levels could have dramatic consequences for some ocean shorelines. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Water levels in the oceans might increase during the 21st century as a consequence of global warming. When rising water hits local geography, the result can be changes to the shoreline that hit more quickly than people might expect. John Anderson is a geologist at Rice University in Houston, Texas. For the past 15 years, he's been studying changes to the shorelines of the Gulf of Mexico. He says rising water levels push the shorelines further inland, so does erosion and the settling of coastal sediment. Anderson examined the history of these changes along the Gulf Coast by looking at sediment samples and seismic records. They show periods when some coastal features were submerged and shorelines move inland, and Anderson says the changes came quickly.
There are thresholds when these systems are literally drowned in place and shift landward many kilometers within a very short period of time. So it's a much more episodic response to climate change than we would predict normally.
Anderson says people who live near the Gulf Coast might not realize this. He says the state of Texas has published maps that illustrate how quickly the shoreline will change.
Well, the Bureau of Economic Geology has published maps that portray very accurately where the shoreline will be in 100 years and in 50 years, just taking current rates of shoreline retreat. And they're pretty disturbing maps, particularly when you consider that we're building along the coast even now structures that simply won't be there in 50 years.
Anderson says developers continue to build near the sea and hope to prevent changes to the shoreline with artificial structures along beaches. He says no human structure could keep out the sea forever if water levels go up. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.